Can you take me through the songwriting process for Diamond Days? It's a title track, and it just, you know, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the album. So just take us through it. How did this all happen?
I guess with me, with songwriting, I don't really have a formula or a set way I do it. I just let ideas kind of come to me, and if I like something or like the sound of something, I'll, you know, try and document it or write it down, or if there's a word or, you know, someone says like a little phrase that I think is really cool, I'll write it down. But with Diamond Days, I basically just went to the piano. I think it was like in the middle of the night, and I actually had this idea in the middle of the night, and I woke up and I went straight to the piano, and I almost just kind of put my hands on the keys, and like, but I did it like rhythmically, like it was almost like I was playing drums on the piano, you know? and that's where that riff came from, and I really, really liked it. I love the simplicity of it, but it was still kind of really interesting as well. And then I just kept playing it. I just kept playing it over and over and over and over. And I was like, there's something really cool about this riff. Like, and you know, it's just cool to have a piano riff. And then I think it was on my iPhone. I kind of put the piano riff in there, and then I started playing around with bass lines because I could hear it in my head, and so then I just started playing with the around the bass line, just like don't 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 ch, don't don't don't, and and it just went from there. Like once I got into the studio, like that's all it was. It was just that riff and that bass line, and once I got in the studio, the actual chorus chords and progression was another idea that I had. And this is why for songwriters and musicians, never throw out any ideas. Just keep them all. It was another idea I had, like, you know, kicking around for ages ago. I don't even know when. It could have been a couple of years old, but I was trying to massage some of all the ideas into songs and seeing where they fit. And I kind of changed the key of it and slotted it in as the chorus, but I still didn't have the melody or the words for the chorus, but it just felt like when coming out of that riff, it felt like it was that, you know, that U2 moment where you go, like, it just opens up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of sat on that for, you know, probably a good couple of months and let it go around and, it wasn't until like I came up to the vocals, and I hadn't even written the lyrics for it. But I had an idea of what I wanted to do with it, and I had a melody idea for the verse. And then that night, I remember sitting in a hotel with all this paper, because the way I write lyrics is it's a bit of like I was never really good at English at school, so. But I do like words. You can really use them as, like, you know, you can paint pictures and stuff. But so what I did, I was in the hotel room, and I had all my words and all my little phrases are written down everywhere. And I just think about something I want to write about, and I just start using bits and pieces and start piecing it together. And I had one piece of paper that I remember it was a great idea, and I wrote "Piece of Luck." And I was like, that just feels really cool for this, and that was the trigger. That was that's kind of kicked off the all the lyrics. But yeah, there was paper everywhere, and this was like 2 days before I recorded the lyrics for it, so the vocals. But yeah, so you know, all the songs on the album have been real. Describing to people, it seems to be the best way to explain it, is it's a real patchwork quilt, but it's a kind of malleable patchwork quilt where, you know, there were so many ideas, and it was just kind of making sense of them, and separately they look like it was just like this big mess, but once you put it all together, it just made sense. And it just and the reason it was malleable, because, you know, you do have to kind of massage things a little bit just to make sense of them. So for this record anyway, that was definitely like the overall kind of writing process, is that malleable quilt. But you know, I think as time goes on that I'll really hone my writing technique, and you know, I'll get a particular style, and it's already started to kind of happen, because, you know, obviously it was a big step for me to do this record on my own, and it's definitely given me confidence. So we'll see what happens shortly.